now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, what a fine idea. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. Sandy Roberto, out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get some love from us. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And what I mean by that, of course, is your ability to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as you're meandering your way to either the work or the beach or the airport to go on vacation, or you're sitting on a plane heading to your destination spot, or wherever you happen to be heading on this bright and beautiful Monday morning. It's all about where you can find the Spano and Black Attack. Yeah, nothing else on the radio, just the Spano and Black Attack. All kidding aside, it's all about the platforms, the devices, and the various different ways you can grab us. And if you're listening on your Android or your iPhone or your watch, you got a tablet, you got a laptop, you're sitting at your desk, you're the only one in the office working because everybody else is laying on a beach somewhere, well, guess what? You can get us. All you have to do, go to our front page. Yeah, it's the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Click Listen Live. And there we are. That's where you can start. But there's more to it than that. You can go to Stitcher.com. You can go to iHeartRadio. You can go to TuneIn Radio. There's Listen Live buttons there. Or you can archive if there's something that happened last week. You missed it. You want to catch up on it. Yep, you can grab it. There it is on your device. Most important for us as we face this beautiful Monday is the American Forces Radio Network. And for all the guys and gals who are overseas, you give us the protection we need to be doing this silly little show that we do here. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your effort. And it gives you a little bit of taste of home. We're very happy and proud to do it. On the other side, we'll set the table for this Monday edition of The Attack. It's amazing how everything happens on the weekend. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm actually looking at a video right now that a friend of mine posted on Facebook who's down in Rio, and on the conditions that the Jamaican athletes were facing when they went into their dormitory, a bunch of spackle buckets and ladders and unconnected bathrooms and sinks and toilets that weren't hooked up and everything else. And you know, look, we'll be hearing some of that stuff. And in today's social media age, you can't really hide stuff like that. And we'll be chatting about that as we go forward. We're going to focus, at least in the early part of the show, on baseball. And it's amazing how history is often made on the weekends. They talk about news cycles. And if you work in hard news, which I have, and it's amazing how you see the Sunday political shows, and you see even on the local level, you're living in, you know, some city in the Midwest or the Southwest, whatever circumstances are. It's amazing how much stuff just happens on the weekends. People have more free time, I think. And that's what it comes down to. So they make news. They screw up, something burns to the ground, or, you know, some politician gets caught in the wrong bed or whatever the circumstances are. Well, same thing happens in the world of sports. And, you know, all the announcements, they get made either the beginning of the week on Monday, so, it, you know, the first news time around, pop, there it is. Or it happens on a Friday or over the course of the weekend. There's always big games, obviously, played on the weekend in the world of sports. Football happens on the weekend in the world of sports. Most of the great baseball games happen for some reason on the world of sports. And, of course, the Olympics kicking off in the world of sports. And they had the opening ceremonies, and they managed to get through that with the giant sex organ known as their stadium. Boy, that's weird. We'll get into that when we start talking about the Olympics. But, you know, again, things happening over the weekend and just so much happening. And it has to start, of course, with Alex Rodriguez announcing his retirement. His last game will be on Friday. And we'll talk about that, his legacy, what it's all going to mean, what's it all about, Alfie. And talk about that, that overshadowing Ichiro Suzuki's 3,000th hit, which was a triple, by the way. Man can still play. We'll talk about that, what it means. He has to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. We'll get into all the aspects of that going forward as well. And then, amazingly enough, the most popular sport, a sport that will probably not look the same in 15 or 20 years, as the next generation decides to play or not to play, that is the question. The National Football League couldn't play a game because they put too much paint on a field. And we'll explore that. And, of course, we'll explore Rio de Janeiro. Some places a little more exploring than others. We're going to talk to the NBA players down there who amazingly enough, on a world yacht, a cruise ship, a yacht with massage therapy and saunas and jacuzzis and 7-foot beds. A couple of them needed to find additional therapy So they found their way into a couple of Brazilian spas. Not quite the same kind of spa. No, it wasn't. We'll have a little fun with that. An actual result in the Olympics as we talk Rio in hour two. But to focus at the beginning with Major League Baseball, when they called the press conference for Friday with Alex Rodriguez, speculation was abound, as it is wont to do, on what it was going to be about, whether the Yankees were going to release him, whether or not there was some kind of buyout, whether or not it was going to be another steroid admission, which was a possibility, you know, whether or not he was going to become a player coach. I mean, it was all kinds of stuff that was out there. And as it turned out, he, being Alex Rodriguez, decided that it was time to step aside. And it was certainly not willingly. It was something that was grudgingly done. It was not something that either side was comfortable with. It was certainly not a moment for Alex Rodriguez that I think he was prepared to face. You saw the tweets that he had out there and in leading up to this, that regardless of what's going to go on with this team, and there was speculation at the trade deadline that they were going to cut him loose then, but they for whatever reason, decided not to do it. And in a world that has had a lot of conflict between the two parties, there seemed to be this resignation to the fact that they're stuck with each other to a certain degree. The Yankees are stuck with A-Rod, and A-Rod's stuck with the Yankees. And so what they ended up doing was coming to a meeting of the minds where Alex Rodriguez would no longer play as of Friday, but he immediately goes into a role as a consultant for the Yankees. And from all accounts, and it's really weird because everybody's going to remember the moment with he and Derek Jeter where Rodriguez made the comment in Sports Illustrated, and he and Jeter, from that point on, never really had a close relationship anymore. But, you know, they tolerated each other as teammates. They never threw each other under the bus. But the warmth wasn't there that had been when they were really best friends. And there seems to be this universal opinion that, by all accounts, Alex Rodriguez is a very good teammate. And the players that they went to, guys who were veterans of the team who were there for the most of the tenure of Alex Rodriguez with the Yankees, CeCe Sabathia, Mark Teixeira, Brett Gardner, who is now the longest tenured Yankee on the baseball team, were all of similar accord in that they said he was really a very good teammate. He was somebody that you could go to and talk to. You could go to as a young player. Gardner referenced that and said that he would certainly, I don't want to say mentor, but if you had a question and you weren't sure how to approach something as you hit the major league level, he was more than happy to sit down with you and talk about it. And I think that's where, as Alex Rodriguez will move forward as a consultant for the Yankees under contract through December of 2017, that's actually where they were able to make peace, they being Rodriguez and the Yankees, is that from all accounts, in the locker room, in the domain, he is a good guy. And regardless of the PED use and regardless of what you think of Alex Rodriguez, and you know, the tabloids here in New York had a field day with his retirement, But in all reality, he seems to be somebody the players genuinely like. He lives, eats, and breathes baseball 24/7, 365. And unlike other players who do that, because look, there's a lot of guys that do that, who have baseball as their profession, and it's all they think about. But he's able to take what he knows and translate that into teachable moments. So for the Yankees, it looks like it's going to be something that's going to work as far as him being a part of that organization and being an advisor. And we'll pick it up right there and explore Alex Rodriguez further right after this short timeout.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a very good question. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 if you are inclined to chime in. And before we went to the break, we were talking about, and we'll continue to talk about Alex Rodriguez before we get to a cheer up. Again, there seems to be a reconciliation of sorts. And look, when Alex Rodriguez And we'll talk about his stats and get into all that kind of stuff at some point. But when Alex Rodriguez, back in what was it, 2006, I guess it was, talked about his steroid use and all that, and you know, look, he'd people could speculate as to how long and what if and all that kind of good stuff. But at 18 years of age, when he broke into the big leagues, he hit the ground running. I mean, there was absolutely no question that he was going to be a superstar and, barring injury, was going to be one of the greatest players to ever suit up. Unfortunately, his legacy is going to be mixed. There are going to be the performances. There's going to be the moments. There's going to be the World Series ring. There's going to be the MVPs. There's going to be 3,000 hits. I mean, there's everything. But there's also going to be steroids, and it's going to be multiple times. And it will, you know, not wishing to bore you to death, but it's going to come full circle again to every discussion we've ever had about the steroid era players going into the Hall of Fame. And I saw an interesting thing today, this morning, as I was researching for the show, and I was bopping around, and, you know, we look at other shows and listen to other shows, and every once in a while you'll grab a nugget. And on one of the major networks, there was a Twitter poll that they did involving how do you feel about Alex Rodriguez's retirement. And it was basically, you know, worded where it involved the steroid use and, you know, how do you feel about it? Or, oh, I'm sorry, it was about his last game being played on Friday. And if you had tickets, how would you respond to it? I'll get to the other Twitter thing in a minute. And there were a pretty decent amount of respondents. It was about 5,000 people, 6,000 people. And 32% of them said standing ovation. 23% of them said polite applause. And then the rest of the numbers broke down into booing and profane booing, whatever that was supposed to mean. But I found it interesting that 60% of the people that responded in a positive manner. Now, you know, 32%, okay, that's not a majority, unless you're doing Common Core. But it 32% said standing ovation. Well, that's a pretty significant chunk. And when you mixed it in with polite applause, it went up to almost 60%. Well, with that being said, that's a pretty good amount of people that, if you did the same poll as to should he be in the Hall of Fame, probably would be in favor of it. So at least 50% would be in favor of Alex Rodriguez going into the Hall of Fame. And if you look at the evolution of the steroid era, you are now into a generation of baseball fans, you know, the older guys aside, and I fall into that category. They just don't care. They don't care. PEDs have been a part of the landscape for so long in professional sports and have been emphasized so long in professional sports. The headline, whenever anybody gets caught, is it trumps all other headlines in sports. So-and-so tested positive. If it's a star player, if it's a secondary player, it still is a headline on the websites, but it's somewhere down the line. But if it's a star player, it's always the headline. And it is, you know, we criticize the National Football League, Major League, National Football League, for not coming to terms with the concussion issues and everything that's gone on with that. Yet, with the exception of Joe and myself, I rarely hear any criticism of Major League Baseball and the Hall, specifically the Hall of Fame, for not coming to terms with the fact that you're going to end up excluding an entire generation of players because they quote-unquote cheated. And I've talked about it a multitude of times. We can deal with this. It's a museum. We're not talking national intelligence here. We're not talking the security of the country. We're talking about a museum of baseball. Put them in and add it to their plaque. If you want to create a separate wing, create a separate wing. You know, put an add-on on the museum. I'm sure the zoning laws will be lax. But it has to happen. And the further along we go into this era, the more passionate I feel about this. You just cannot ignore these guys. And look, it's a teaching moment. They talk about that all the time, and I hate the phrase. It's very politically correct, but I like it, in this instance, it's a teachable moment. If you're walking through Cooperstown with your kid, and you have the opportunity to explain to said kid, Alex Rodriguez, he hit 696 home runs. Could have passed the Babe. Maybe taken a run at Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds, but he got suspended because he used steroids. And he was so good without the steroids. Look at what he did in the first part of his career, blah, blah, blah. And you talk about it. And you get into the fact that the guy cheated, but he was still great. And the list goes on and on and on with these players. Now, what it does is change the dynamic. I mean, if guys who barely squeaked in with the numbers that are usually used as the criteria of Hall of Fame acceptance, if they squeaked in and their steroid use or whatever performance-enhancing thing they used helped them get there at the very end and got them over the finish line, as it were, yeah, okay, I can see keeping those guys out. But that's where you have to use your discretion and some judgment. That's what the baseball writers are supposed to do. You know, when we were leading up to the Hall of Fame induction this time around, we were talking a lot about the fact that, well, you know, nobody should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Well, why the hell not? If you performed up to or unanimous Hall of Famer, why not? Does anybody in their right mind think that Ichiro should not be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, and we'll get to him. But honestly, you know, the guy shattered Pete Rose's hit record. Part of it in Japan, part here. 3,000 hits in the United States, started at 28 years of age. I mean, come on. I wouldn't keep him off my ballot. And I don't want to digress into that. But, you know, the reality is there's ways to adjust this. And they just refuse to address it. And, you know, and think about what's happened in the post-PED era. You know, you don't have to go back all that far. I mean, with Sosa and McGuire was smashing records, it was nightly news coverage. Aside from all the stuff that was blowing up around the world, they got into it with these guys. They were breaking into programming. ESPN was breaking in all the time. Look who's up. Look who's doing what. Here goes another home run. Launching pad. Same thing with Bonds, as he was shattering records. Think about the value of what those baseballs were worth. What people were willing to pay. And now you play catch with them in the backyard. They're not worth anything. You're better off with a rookie card of a past Hall of Famer if you're looking for bang for your buck. You know, so even from that perspective, you're dealing with it. You know, the game has changed. The landscape has changed. And baseball needs to adjust accordingly. More A-Rod on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Indeed, we will do that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, you know the drill. At Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And we're talking Alex Rodriguez. We'll get into the numbers now and start to break it down a little bit. But again, it when you look at the quotes, when you look at everything that went on involving A-Rod, it's quite a long career. 22 years, three MVPs, and you know they're gonna do the finale at Yankee Stadium, which will bring a lot of people out. The reaction will be mixed. You'll see the signs with the asterisks and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, they didn't talk about any details, as it were, but he's actually being unconditionally released. So in theory, he could have signed with somebody else. But when they sat at the press conference, they made it abundantly clear that he's retiring. And they reworked the numbers. I mean, he's not going to be paid $20-plus million dollars to advise the baseball team next year. And they didn't go into detail, but I'm imagining that it ended up being he'll get his salary for this year, the remainder of it, and then they work the numbers for next year, and he'll probably end up getting half or something along those lines where they didn't have to fight it. But the Yankees were in a rough spot. Cashman was in a rough spot. Girardi was certainly in a rough spot. And it looks like this is the best possible solution for all parties involved. Because, as I said at the beginning of the show, when we were approaching the trade deadline, it was apparent that he was not in the plans in any way, shape, or form. Girardi had seen enough to recognize that there was nothing left in the tank for Alex Rodriguez. He wanted him gone. He didn't say so publicly, but every time he got asked a question, you could see the frustration in his face with having to deal with a situation that was not in his wheelhouse, as it were, not something he particularly cared about dealing with. He was playing with a shorter bench because of it, because he didn't feel confident enough to even use A-Rod in a situation where he could send him up to pitch hit, because he was completely overmatched at this point in his career. And they brought up Gary Sanchez, who's going to DH for the most part. They'll give him a little behind the plate, but for the most part, get his feet wet hitting the baseball on a major league level. But the Yankees were bound and determined not to release Alex Rodriguez without some kind of recompense coming back at them. And so it was a really awkward situation. Management and Hal Steinbrenner specifically did not want it to go down where they were just cutting the guy loose and having to pay his salary. Brian Cashman was caught in the middle because he and Joe Girardi were having conversations about, hey, you know, I'm down a roster spot because of this. You have to do something. And as I said, Girardi had a guy on the field that he had absolutely zero confidence in dealing with. You know, and they've had their issues anyway, because Girardi had to walk that line after the last PED incident of, you know, how are we going to welcome this guy back into the clubhouse? Everybody was just hoping he would go away. The Yankees certainly were not going to eat the $60-plus million at the time that were involved with Alex Rodriguez. So, you know, Girardi, a lot of that gray hair in his head has to do with dealing with Alex Rodriguez in one shape or form or another. And, you know, look, Hal Steinbrenner was actually kind of the guy that got this done, and you have to give credit. You know, Rodriguez said it was the Yankees' decision that he no longer be an active player. So he made that clear. And because no player likes to walk away from the game, and I'm sure, look, could Alex get to 700? Sure he could. I'm sure he's got four more home runs left in his bat. You know, this is a guy that hit 30 last year. But it's also the reality of he's finally starting to embrace what needs to happen as far as his image goes and how he's perceived by the public. Like I said, there's a lot of people that love him. There's a lot of people that hate him. The fact that he is going out as gracefully as he can, given the circumstances, is going to go a long way. That's going to give a lot of ching in the bank for him. He's not going to bounce to another team to get four more home runs to hit 700. He's certainly not going to try to bypass Babe Ruth, because nobody would care anyway. You know, there's not going to be a cut-in moment on ESPN if he blew past Babe Ruth. And Hal Steinbrenner had a lot to do with this. They started talking about this last week when it was apparent that Joe Girardi flat out was not going to let him get off the bench and play. He would not have played another game for the rest of the season unless they were down to 9 healthy players. And the way they went about it, and as I said, all of his teammates embraced him. And, you know, look, not everybody likes everybody, and I get that, and I'm sure there's some guys in the clubhouse that can do without him. But his teammates were all there at the press conference, every single one of them. And Steinbrenner was smart enough to recognize, and I'm sure when they were having their internal discussions, they recognized the fact that here's a guy who can relate to younger players, even though he's in his 40s. The players look up to him because of what he's achieved in his career. And within the organization, at least for a year, while he's under contract, he can help mentor these younger players and help prepare them for the major leagues. And, you know, Steinbrenner said, he goes, after spending several days discussing this with Alex, I'm pleased he will remain a part of our organization moving forward and transition into a role that I know he can flourish. And they truly believe that. That wasn't lip service. They consider him a resource. They see what goes on in the clubhouse. They see what goes on in spring training. You know, and they're gonna move forward with him. Now, what happens after 2017 remains to be seen. I mean, they may just cut bait. It could happen. But, you know, it's they're going to make this or try to make this role work. And according to MLB, so I got to correct myself here, he's going to receive all of the $27 million owed to him as of Friday. So I stand corrected on that. I thought they had worked out a deal, but they didn't. He's going to get all his money. And, boy, you can see the bags under Cashman's eyes. He was losing sleep on this one. And he made an interesting statement. He said he gets everything he deserves. The contract he negotiated in full force. Every aspect he's owed will be paid, as the contract states, the rest of the way without interruption. So, okay. And I missed that part of it. That's my bad. He sits fourth total in home runs. Barry Bonds, 762. Hank Aaron, 755. Babe Ruth, 714. His last home run was July 18th off of Kevin Gausman. That's going to be a trivia question somewhere down the line. And, you know, for the plans right now, he's going to step out for the rest of the season. He doesn't want to be a distraction to the team. He's going back to Florida after Friday. And then come the spring, and it may even actually happen before then, I'm sure he'll bounce around. You know, don't forget the trades the Yankees made. Gleyber Torres, Jorge Mateo, you know, the Yankees 2 and 3 prospects, Torres obviously coming in trade, Mateo being there. You know, Cashman described him as plug and play. They can literally plug this guy back in. He doesn't have to prove himself to the organization as far as how he deals with players and what kind of baseball knowledge he has and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, he in theory will be an asset. And he should be. You know, it's his statistics, performance enhanced, not performance enhanced, whatever circumstances are. It you know, look, this guy, believe me when I tell you, he was one of the great players ever. Unfortunately, like we were talking about, it's just, you know, it's how it is. And there's nothing that's going to erase it. So, as far as he goes, he steps off the stage probably as gracefully as you can. More than 3,000 hits. We talked about the home runs. The willingness to switch positions. A World Series ring. 3 MVPs. I mean, you know, this is first-rate stuff. As far as the stats go, he is not going to get into Cooperstown unless things radically change. And that's going to be the legacy of Alex Rodriguez. It's just how it is. And when you look at the three teams that he played for, the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Yankees, they all benefited from him. They, you know, baseball, for crying out loud, when Griffey and Rodriguez were on the same team, oh my goodness, you talk about appointment viewing whenever those guys came to town. It was first rate all the way around. And, you know, it that aspect of it, that part of his legacy is solid. So, you know, A-Rod goes, and as it should be, you know, people are talking about him not being able to get the milestones. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because of the PEDs. It just doesn't matter. Any numbers he would have achieved, any milestones, they would have been tainted anyway. So he walks off as gracefully as he can. And that's it. So, you know, he'll deal with it. He'd be pretty secure. Yeah. Achiro, 3,000, man. You talk about impressive. On a triple. Pretty cool. In Colorado, only fitting. Coors Field. As hitter-friendly as it could possibly be. Hit it off Chris Russen, left-handed reliever. So he hit it off a lefty. And, you know, off the right field wall at Coors Field. Pretty cool. The teammates swarm the field. You talk about somebody that's beloved. He now has 4,278 hits. 1,278 in Japan and 3,000 in major leagues. Absolutely unbelievable. He's got the rest of the season to play. I don't think he'll get to 4,300, but we'll see. We'll see. Ties him with Roberto Clemente for 29th all time. We'll finish it up right there on the other side.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878. Play as we wrap up hour one of the Monday edition. And Ichiro hitting his 3,000th hit, a triple off the wall at Coors Field. They wanted to do it at home. He had a pretty bad homestand, 2-for-17, wasn't able to get it done before they got out of town. But Ichiro is the he is the fourth international player to get 3,000 hits. Roberto Clemente, Rafael Palmeiro, or Palmeiro, as the guy at the Senate Investigating Committee said, Rod Carew. Adrian Beltre will be joining him soon, and so will Albert Pujols. But doing it on a triple, which was Ichiro-like, of course. Only three that have ever done it with home runs were Wade Boggs, Derek Jeter, and the aforementioned Alex Rodriguez. But, you know, congratulations, man. And as I said, going forward, there's absolutely no way that if you have a vote as a Major League Baseball writer, that you should not vote for this guy. And, you know, one of these days, I'm going to get one of these national writers on and just hold them to the griddle, I promise you, on their approach and how they go about casting their votes. Because I've heard the blowhards that, you know, had ballots since dust was invented, talking about how they go about it, why they don't put certain guys on a ballot and everything else. Look, they either make it or they don't. God, I wish I had a vote. It's the one area I wish I had a vote, I swear. I could care less about the AP polls and all that nonsense. I do wish I had a vote for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Well, on that note, we're out of hour one. Stay tuned for the local news. We got a whole brand new hour in front of us right after the top of the hour and your USA News.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
In the emails that were on Hillary Clinton's private server, there were conversations among her senior advisors about this gentleman. That goes to show just how reckless and careless her decisions was to put that kind of highly classified information on a private server.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton said the scientist Shahram Amiri was executed over the weekend by Iranians for giving secrets to the enemy. A popular D.C. chef stabbed to death.
It had started earlier with the noise situation. It's our understanding that the suspect may have cut off the music a little early because he might have felt that the party was getting a little out of hand.
Tyone Jobs stabbed to death at a wedding reception. Law enforcement officials believe Kempton Bonds was the one who stabbed him. This is USA Radio News. Follow us at usaradio.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A former Louisiana state senator has left the Democratic Party and now running for Congress as a Republican. USA's Russ Jones has the story.
It's a little lonely sometimes.
That's Albert Guillory describing what it's like to run as a black Republican as he seeks election to Louisiana's 4th Congressional District.
The values just weren't there. I mean, I'm pro-gun, I'm pro-God, I'm pro-country, pro-life.
As a Navy veteran, Guillory sensed a calling to run for Congress.
Government spending, I must address that. Education, and of course, safety. We must become more safe in our homes, our shopping centers, our churches, our clubs, nightclubs. We've got to become safe.
Republican Representative John Fleming will vacate the seat as he seeks to replace retiring U.S. Senator David Vitter. I'm Russ Jones.
Bad news for Delta travelers. The worldwide system outage triggers delay. Check with your airlines. This is USA Radio.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
One of the most wanted unlicensed contractors in Phoenix, Arizona, is now under arrest. Ted Houston has more.
The Arizona Registrar of Contractors investigated 6 complaints against 41-year-old Stephen Salyers of Mesa between 2014 and 2015 and found he illegally contracted for $200,000 worth of work and was paid $147,000 of that by 6 customers in Phoenix, Glendale, Mesa, and Gilbert. But the consumers received poor quality work, if any. And he wasn't even a licensed contractor. That's how Salyers ended up on the agency's most wanted unlicensed entities list and was arrested at his home by Phoenix police. He was booked into jail for fraud, theft, and contracting violations. I'm Ted Houston.
The kickoff of the NFL preseason has to wait an extra 4 days because of complications at Canton. Colts owner Jim Irsay comments.
We're disappointed that the field is not in a condition to be played today. We're going to thoroughly look at, what occurred to make this not happen.
42-year-old Marlins outfielder Ichiro Suzuki is the 30th player to hit 3,000 hits. Manager Don Mattingly says he gave it up for the team.
The beauty of him all year long is that he's played in circumstances to give guys days off, to come off the bench, to play when a guy's been hurt. And that hit today was a huge hit for us.
USA Radio News, I'm Rod Williams Stoll.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
And there you go. Not a bad idea. Send the women over, Robert. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. You, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. And if Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Topic of the first hour, of course, was baseball. Alex Rodriguez, Ichiro Suzuki. It'll spill a little bit into hour two as well. But, first of all, I want to talk to you about the various different ways, various different platforms you can get not only this terrific show, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, I'm talking about radio on the go. You go to our homepage, click on the Listen Live button, and, hell, there we are. All the interviews that are being done by everybody on the network are also on the website. So if it's about entertainment, it's about music, and, of course, most importantly, about sports, you're going to find it right there. And if it's something you missed, you can access it, and bam, there we are. But if you're listening live and you're sitting at your desk already, you're trying to start your workday, get things going, boss gives you a little slack, let you listen to some things on your headphones while you're tapping away, well, here I am. It's Spano and Black, yes. And so we have fun with that. All the devices you can use. You've heard about the iPhone. Yeah, but some people are aware of it. It's been around a couple of minutes now. Android, of course, the watch, various different tablets, laptops, of course, all the different ways that you can access any kind of entertainment that you want. But the most important thing is the apps that you can download onto your mobile device in order to get it. And that's really what works. It's iHeartRadio. It's TuneIn Radio. It's Stitcher Radio. They've got the Listen Live capacity. You can go into the archives and pick up something you missed. You missed the first hour? Well, you can grab it. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. All the guys and gals who are overseas or at home who are defending the rights and freedoms that we have in this country. If we're giving you a little taste of home, we greatly appreciate it. I bought dinner for this young lady who's going into the Naval Academy. Got accepted, and she's getting ready to go. And she was leaving yesterday. And ran into her in a restaurant. Yep. Bought her dinner for her. Her family was really, really sweet. We're going to pick it up on the other side. I'll set the table for you right after this short timeout.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, Sunday baseball action, of course, very prevalent. And I'm going to spill into National Football League because the Hall of Fame ceremonies officially happened, and also a game did not happen, which is really embarrassing for the most popular sport in the world. But Manny Machado just had one of those games, Baltimore 10-2 over Chicago, but three home runs in the first three innings. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Only the second player to ever do it. And Carl Reynolds in 1930, he was a contemporary of mine, did it first. But seven runs batted in, 10-2, Baltimore over Chicago. Two-run home run the first and a three-run shot off of James Shields. And then a two-run home run off of Matt Albers. Baltimore went up 10-0, never looked back. But pretty amazing. And, you know, big game Shields, he's still got something left in the tank. I mean, you know, he came over from San Diego. He had a rough time to start out with. They were really hoping he'd hit the ground running. But you go from the National League to the American League, where the hitters are better and the lineups are longer and all that kind of good stuff. But honestly, you know, Chicago's not going to make a run. And Baltimore's holding on. And again, you know, you look at these pennant races, and we'll be talking more and more about them as we go forward. Toronto is not going away. They've done a really good job. Boston, 10 games over 500. They're 5-5 in their last 10. It cooled off a little bit. But the American League East, you know, when you think about last year and how bad the American League East was, and this year, man, you know, they got three legit teams at the top, and the Yankees aren't that bad either. Tampa Bay, you know, you're 20 under. It ain't going to happen. But the pennant races are tight. Baltimore holding on by a game over Toronto and three over the Red Sox. And, you know, we talk about the home stretch, but quite honestly, with two full months of baseball left, everybody's in high gear now. There's a couple exceptions. But three out of the six divisions are separated by a game. One game in two of them and two in the other. You know, Baltimore is playing terrific baseball, 63-47. Second best record in the American League. Toronto has 63 wins as well, 49 losses. Game back. But again, everybody's kind of treading water at either 5-5 in their last 10 or 6-4 in their last 10. And they're not, nobody has either broken away or slumped so badly that they can't pull away entirely. And those three teams, barring catastrophic injury to one of their stars, it's going to be hell on wheels going through August and September leading into the playoffs. And somebody's going to be on the outside looking in. What's become intriguing is what's going on in the Central. And Cleveland now only two games up over Detroit. Cleveland made the moves at the deadline, but Detroit is hot. 8-2 in the last 10. They lost to the Mets yesterday, but it was a pitcher's duel all the way, and a two-run home run in the ninth inning by Neil Walker was the difference in this game. They're playing terrific baseball right now. And Frankie Rodriguez took the hit last night. You know, he's been rock solid for them as well. But the bullpens for both teams got it done. DeGrom pitched terrific. 6 2/3, 7 hits. They turned it over to Blevins, Reed, and Familia. Blevins gave up a hit with his only batter, but Reed shut it down. Familia gets his 39th save after blowing a couple of them. Sanchez was awesome for the Tigers. One-run ball over 8 innings, 10 strikeouts, and the bullpen didn't get it done for him. Rodriguez spit the bit with the home run. But the Tigers are playing terrific ball right now. Mets are trying to hold on until the cavalry arrives. They still got a bunch of nicked up players. Cespedes isn't in the lineup. Dude is out, looks like, for the year. Because he had a setback with his back. And so that's not going to happen. But if Cespedes comes back into that lineup, they have enough length to contend. I don't think it's going to be a magical run for the Mets like last year, but they're not quitting on the season. And they're hanging in there. Now, you know, again, I talked about how well Detroit is playing, and you know, you're two games back. And as it stands right now, you know, they're poised to make a run. And we talked about it last year. When Dombrowski made those trades at the deadline, he got a bunch of close to or major league ready guys. And they literally, you know, you talk about it rebuilding on the fly. And that's what they did. And they're a very good baseball team. Rest of the division is behind them. And it's interesting because nobody's really talking about this. But Kansas City is fading into the sunset. And I remember last year going into the season how a lot of the experts predicted that they would be a barely above 500 team. And Joe and I both laughed at them, and Kansas City ended up winning a World Series. And they did the same thing again this year, and I kind of laughed at them. And turns out the experts, or so-called experts, were right this time around. They're not getting the pitching. They don't have a long enough lineup. They're losing pieces, which in Kansas City, they can't afford to pay them like other franchises can. So they were hurting with that. And, you know, they're going to have to figure it out because a lot of their guys, a lot of their core guys are coming up after this year. They're not stars in the traditional sense, but they make it work for that particular baseball team. And a lot of them may end up having new destinations. So we'll see how it plays out in Kansas City in the offseason. But again, what a wild and woolly Central going on between Cleveland and Detroit. Again, a pennant race that's just hot and heavy. Seattle is actually past Houston. And I find this interesting. Since the trade line, and Houston really was not able to do much of anything to bolster themselves. 2-8 in the last 10, and they've fallen a half game behind Seattle. Texas is playing good baseball. I thought they were going to get run down. Nightingale was right. I was wrong. 65-47 with a 7-game lead over Seattle. Seattle still has the potential to make a run, as does Houston, because I still think they have something left in them. It's amazing, though, how bad the Angels are this year. 49-62 for this baseball team. playing at a 440 clip. They are putrid. And again, Mike Socia just survives. And look, I think Socia's a good manager. He won the power struggle with DePoto. And maybe that's part of the thing, is that DePoto did put this roster together for the most part, but it's a fantasy baseball roster more than anything else. And Oakland's just having one of those years. There's really not much you can do about it. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Head to the National League, and we'll finish this up on the other side. Washington comfortable against Miami, 7-game lead, Mets at 9. But those teams are fighting for the wild card, and they're in the mix along with St. Louis and Pittsburgh, and, of course, the Dodgers. A couple teams going to get left out of that mix. Dodgers striving for the National League West. We'll talk about that on the other side before we dive into other things.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, and we digress, as we usually do, and talking some baseball, because, you know, the pennant races need some love, too. We'll get into the National Football League, and, of course, the Olympics, as the Olympics are in full throat, but I'm going to save that. The Olympics for the next segment. Before we went to the break, you know, San Francisco's playing baseball. They're 4-6 in their last 10. Dodgers just have not been able to make any hay. And Colorado back under 500. They had a nice run, but it's going to be difficult for them to fire. They're just behind, and they have too many other teams to climb over. But with all that being said, Dodgers have not yet been able to exploit San Francisco not playing good baseball, because they're 5-5 in their last 10. San Francisco's 4-6 in their last 10. And, you know, the Giants are hanging on by a thread right now. They're playing the worst baseball in baseball since the All-Star break. Lose last night to Washington, 1-0. And they're not getting anything out of their lineup. And you know, for all the good pitching and everything else that they have, you know, Bumgarner's 10-7 this year. So it's not like he's been bad. It's not like the other guys have been bad. But they're just not getting the performance. And when you look at that lineup for them, you know, Denard Span, Angel Pagan, you know, they're hitting okay. Span's hitting a 262. Pagan's 281. You know, but the middle of the lineup right now is just not performing in the clutch. And they're really banged up. Panic's back in the lineup finally, but he's only hitting 240. You know, Pence is coming off the bench. You know, they're mixing and matching with him. He's kind of old at this point. He didn't get the start after he took the shot in the jibs on Saturday. No fracture, but I'm sure he was rattled. Bryce Harper didn't play. And the Nationals were only able to get a run, but they got a terrific performance out of Tanner Roark. And, you know, it's funny, for all the talk about the Mets rotation, it's the Nationals rotation this year is really getting it done. And, you know, they still, the bullpen can be a little shaky. But Melanson, since he's come over since Pittsburgh, has been lights out. And they're going to go with him. And Papelbon's being a good soldier so far. So, you know, it's they're okay. Nationals are going to get there this year. They're not going to get run down by the Mets or Miami like they did last year. And you got to give a lot of credit to Dusty Baker for doing that, keeping these guys on board. And, you know, come the playoffs, we'll see how it plays out, because everybody's looking at the Cubs as being invincible, but it usually doesn't work that way. You know, we talked to Chiro, we talked to A-Rod, talked Pennant Race, we talked Machado, as well we should. Mike Trout turns 25. God, he's old. Yeah, he went 0-for-4 with a strikeout, but he did make a brilliant catch. And, I you know, it's funny, I talk about the Angels and their lack of ability to get it together. And, you know, when you look at that roster and you try to figure out why things haven't happened for the Angels, there's really just one reason, and it's pitching. They don't have it. Now, you know, look, they're first in average in the division. They're second in runs. They're not hitting the home runs like they did. But, you know, they're scoring enough. They just, I mean, they can't pitch. They can't pitch. It's Matt Schumacher. It's Jared Weaver. It's Tyler Skaggs. It's Ricky Nolasco. And these guys are horrible. Horrible. And look, I mean, you lose C.J. Wilson, okay, but, you know, he's been air for a long time now anyway. I understand a lot of these guys are on the DL, but, you know, they're just bad. They're just bad. Pujols doesn't hit for much average anymore, but, you know, to be honest about it, he's still hitting for power. He's still knocking runs in. He's got 21 home runs. I mean, he'll get to 30 again this year. He's got 86 RBIs in 109 games. It's not like the guy has dropped off the face of the earth. But it's just, it's such a poorly constructed roster. You know, Trout's still having a real good year. 21 home runs, 74 RBIs. You know, you look on paper, and if they were getting literally any pitching, they'd be in it. But the roster just is not constructed that way. And I you know, again, here I am talking about a sub-500 team, but I'm always intrigued with these teams that spend, and don't get it done. And you know, when they brought Josh Hamilton in, that really crippled the franchise. They should have known better. They never should have touched him. Whether he'll ever play baseball again remains to be seen. But it's just it's a bunch of puzzle pieces that don't fit together. And I just, you know, again, if I'm management, and look, I know Mike Socha is a great manager. I do. But I just don't see, if I'm Marty Moreno, you know, as Pat Riley was fond of saying, sometimes they just tune you out and the voice isn't heard anymore. And I think that atmosphere of losing, for as long as they've been losing now, I mean, they've been losing for a while, has just gotten to the point that I don't think he deserves to be in the dugout anymore. Now, whether or not Moreno feels that way, yeah, we'll find out. But what a mess. They're going to have to do some really major overhaul on this roster. And, you know, again, to show you the lack of interest, I mean, I'm sure the Angels were looking to move some contracts and move some pieces, but they have a bunch of bad contracts. They have a bunch of guys that nobody wants because they can either DH or they or fielding liabilities or whatever. Their pitching staff, nobody wanted them. And they have no depth in their farm system from signing the free agents all these years. They're going to be bad for a long time. And which leads me to the question, does Mike Trout stay with the team? You know, when you look at it with that kind of situation, I mean, if they lost him, why would you go to Anaheim? Why would you even, you know, go into that stadium and watch? Los Angeles, Angel of Anaheim baseball. I wouldn't. Why would you be bothered? Now, I mean, he's locked up. There's nothing he can do. They got him for another 4 years. But, I mean, if he I don't think he would demand a trade. But if he made it known that he wouldn't mind a trade. Now, you talk about somebody that could bring the mother load. If you're looking to rebuild this franchise, I hate to say it because you never get the value back, but you'd have to think about moving him. You really would. You'd have to look at a team with major league ready guys who are blocked or deep farm systems with guys who literally are ready to hit the major leagues or current major leaguers. I mean, look, realistically, I know this isn't going to happen. But if you were talking to, I don't know, a team that's, say the Mets. You know, you start the conversation with Matt Harvey and Zach Wheeler, both of whom are dealing with injuries, but I'm talking theoretically and into the future a little bit, and a guy like Juan Lagares, and a guy like Matt Reynolds, and a Brandon Nimmo. I mean, you got to get 5, 6, 7 players who can play on a major league level. And you bring in a Trout. But you'd have to start with two pitchers. You'd have to. Because they have no pitching. And if you're Mike Trout, this has got to be the most frustrating thing. Because here you are with a roster full of stars, and you are stuck in a situation that ain't going to change. Because you can't pitch your way out of a paper bag. The stats are going to look nice. It's going to be good. He's going to make his money. Nobody's going to throw him a pity party. Next year, he goes up to $19 million, and after that, he goes to $33 million. But he'll also hit the free agent market at age 30. And he'll have another major deal in there. This contract is $144 million. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get another $144 million contract, but I'll tell you what. At age 30, somebody will probably sign him to a five-year deal. Well, who knows? With inflation being what it is, maybe it will be another deal of that size. Probably will. We'll pick it up with Rio and NFL on the other side. I'm going to go paint the house or the field. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back. I'm Bob Black.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might want to say that to the people that maintain the field in Canton. Geez, man. It's a shining moment, man. It's the Hall of Fame weekend. You're inducting all these big names and all of that, and well, you put too much paint on the field and they got to cancel the game. Come on. You know, the old come on, man. You can't do that. Ay. Look, we're going to be talking a lot of NFL over the next weeks and months. But as we were talking about on Friday, and we talked about the jacket ceremony and all that was really cool. And, you know, Brett Favre and Marvin Harrison, a bunch of guys going in that truly deserved to be in there. But it was hilarious watching these guys try to salvage the field in Canton. And, you know, at Benson Field. Granted, you know, they only do it once a year, but hey, that's kind of the point. You know, if you do it once a year, you got to make sure you get it right. They were worried about the safety. It's, look, it's the first preseason. The starters wouldn't have been out there, but, you know, whether you're the first guy or you're the 100th guy on a football field, you got to maintain some level of safety. And the field conditions were so bad that they canceled the game. And you know, they're going to have to do something about this. And this is where, again, you know, the bigger picture on this, and we're having fun, you know, yeah, they put too much paint on the field. It was funny watching them scrape the shield, trying to get it to a playable condition. But all right, look, if you're, it's field turf, you know, they took, they replaced turf at the National Football League stadiums pretty regularly because they can afford to do it, number one. Number two, they don't want worn out turf that looks bad and they get all this, you know, these injuries and everything else. But, you know, when you look at the condition, the paint job that they did, they were trying to clear away the black rubber pellets, everything that went on. It there's no excuse for it. And, you know, the pellets were one thing. They were trying to clear those up. And can you imagine 100 plus yards of field and you're trying to clean up rubber pellets to make it safe? And then on top of it, the paint that they used on the shield had hardened. And they said it would be like playing on tar. And then it softened. Then it became gooey. And they were saying that you know, a cleat couldn't penetrate it. I mean, you talk about injury just waiting to happen. And, you know, again, a lot of, I was listening to some stuff this morning when I got up, and people are having fun on it. But, you know, honestly, it's not something to laugh at, because the complaint last year was that the field was barely playable. And if you remember, Sean Sweesum tearing his ACL last year. Look, it might have happened anyway, regardless of the field. But here they are, you know, 3 hours before the game, and they decide, hey, we need to get this thing cleared off. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. And you know, the thing about doing this in Canton at Tom Benson Field is that, you know, it's a one-time-a-year thing for the fans. It's a one-time-a-year thing. There's no meaning to it. It's all about just getting that first game in where people are hitting each other and all that kind of good stuff. Maybe somebody jumps out that you're paying attention to. But as D'Angelo Williams said, it was horrible last year. Sweesum got hurt. There were strains on the MCL. But, you know, that happens in any game. But this is your spotlight. This is your Hall of Famers. These are the guys trotting out onto the field. Plus, it's an event. You know, in Canton, they got the concert and they have, you know, it's all fan-friendly. It's all a fan event. And they really blew it. Really blew it. Now, they were smart enough to call it unsafe. And you know something? Good to them. And they did have a ceremony and they did have the concert, but there was no football. And man, Twitter universe freaked out. Freaked out on this. And rightfully so. Again, it's just astounding to me how many times the National Football League gets things wrong. They just get it wrong. Plenty of football to talk about over the coming weeks and months. The Olympics underway down in Rio. No catastrophes just yet. But, you know, you've got medals being made. The opening ceremonies were bizarre, to say the least. They were culturally geared towards Brazil, as you would expect they would be. But Pelé had to cancel because he's not healthy. And then one of their soccer guys light the torch. USA already with 12 total medals, 3 golds, 5 silver, 4 bronze. They're kicking butt in the pool. Phelps wins another gold, is 19th. It's, you know something, it's a good story. We talk about how guys need to be redeemed sometimes. And you know, you look at Michael Phelps and everything that he has done throughout his Olympic career. And obviously that's what he's going to be remembered for. But there was enough going on with Michael Phelps to make you ponder the question, would he be one of these guys that we would be talking about in his post-athletic career about the what-ifs? And what I mean by that, the DeWeese, the lack of responsibility earlier on in his career. But he really, from all accounts, has really straightened it out. And for him to get back to this level, on this elite level, yet again, is really astounding. And, you know, when you look at it and you look at the ability of somebody to go that long, and Lochte too, but these guys are amazing. You know, the redemption in that 19th medal was in the 4x100 where they lost the last time. His 23rd overall and 19th total. My God. That's just amazing. And, you know, Adrian was the anchor. It was interesting. Phelps swam the second leg. But he and Phelps were the two guys that were back from the team that lost. Got the silver in London. But they added Dressler and Held. And that was their debut. And I'll tell you what, they got it done. And they got it, you know, it was close, as the relays always are. France was the favorite, along with the U.S. They felt, you know, the U.S. could do it. But, you know, Phelps on the second leg opened up a lead of a second, a full second, over Australia, who for a second themselves overtook the French team. And the French tried to run down the U.S. at the end, but in the four lengths, Americans got it done in 309.92. France was second. Australia took the bronze. But, you know, I'll tell you something. The U.S., the entire world now has great swimming teams. France has been really good for a while. Great Britain is terrific. The Australians are always there. So it's never a given that the U.S. is going to dominate as they used to. But this one in particular, the 4x100, was really, they had this benchmarked. And they really, I bookmarked, and they really wanted this bad. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, swimming will continue. A lot of the heats have been run. Finals are getting set. Some stuff has been done already. But this was one that the Americans were pointing towards. Because as Phelps said after the race, this one left a bad taste in their mouth. And rightfully so. Because they felt last go-around in London that they had an invincible team. And when you looked at that team, by all accounts, they should have. They had the best two swimmers in the world competing and didn't get it done. You know, it's a little bit of redemption time, which when you figure it, you know, the amount of Olympics that he's been and the amount of medals, the fact that he redeemed himself in something is pretty amazing. And like I said, I think on the personal level, I think Phelps is going to be okay. I was wondering for a while, but I truly think he's going to be okay. Somebody we already know is okay is Katie Ledecky. She shattered her world record in the 400 free. 356.46. That's incredible. She beat a record by 2 seconds. And again, understand, this is no different than track and field. When these competitors are going up against one another, usually these things are decided by hundredths. At best, tenths. But usually hundredths. She was 5 seconds clear of the silver medalist. And, you know, I looked at the video of the first 50 meters. When she hit the wall, she was 2 body lengths in front of her closest competitor. 2 body lengths. And just expanded it from there. She's got 3 more shots in the Olympics to grab gold. She's got a 200-meter free, 800-meter free, and a 4x200 relay. I wouldn't be surprised if she grabs all three. She is just swimming on a level right now that is absolutely incredible. Gymnastics underway as well. Raceman, the old vet. Pretty funny. She gets to the all-around. Simone Biles, who everybody expected. She got top score in 3 out of the 4 rotations, floor, vault, and balance beam, which was really cool. And Biles, Raceman, and Gabby Douglas, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in the individual all-arounds. Gabby isn't going to get to compete in the individual because each country only gets 2. We'll pick it up right there. We'll finish on the other side with the Olympics right after this short timeout.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto wrapping up this edition of The Attack. And, again, Douglas still has the opportunity to get a gold because it looks like it's the U.S. and everybody else fighting for silver in the team competition. But, the Americans did a nice job. Three of the top four spots in floor with Biles, Raceman, and Laurie Hernandez finishing fourth. Douglas finished eighth on the floor. And Biles and Raceman will compete in the four floor finals, easy for me to say. On the balance beam, Biles just perfect. Hernandez second. And I'll tell you what, they did a nice job. This team is so good. And they have put together, it's a nice balance. They have the veterans who have been there before. They got the young kids who are the rising stars and the best, Biles is just the best gymnast in the world right now. But, you never know what's going to happen under the pressure. And I think Team USA, when they were putting this group together, did a nice job. I mean, again, they have to compete for their spots. But it ended up being a truly nice mix of the older and the younger. They took these kids aside. They know what to expect. And they're going to bring home some gold. You're going to see a lot of gymnastic gold, which means ratings gold for NBC. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun and frivolity. Going to try to get a USA basketball guest as well for tomorrow. We'll talk about the team's comings and goings, and no pun intended. And we'll have a little fun with that as they look like they're going to dominate these Olympics. But again, you never know. We'll discuss that and more with you guys tomorrow here on The Attack. Have a great day, everybody.